Welcome back. You are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and Stu Reed, I'll tell you, it looks like we've played it 5 times, as a matter of fact, and a bunch of different versions as well. Stu was asking how many times we played I'm on Fire, and surprisingly many, considering that I hate that song. I hate it. But it goes to show you that too many people have covered it, because we played it by Harry Manx and Kevin Bright. We played it by a lady named Heather Nova, whoever the hell that is. Matt Anderson, White Horse a couple of times. So 5 times, you know, considering that I hate that song. So we do our part here, Stu Reed. I'll have you know. Of course, you've played it more than 5 times in one program, so, you know, I guess that's your thing. Anyway, we're going to keep doing our thing. I got some stuff to talk about, some shows and whatnot. Maybe we'll play some Jeff Berner here coming up right away, because he's playing on Thursday at the old River City Social Club. The River City Social Club is our pal Gord's basement, and it's a super fun place to see a show. And I have a darn funny feeling that that Jeff Berner crammed into that little basement is going to be like extra special cool. I know there's space still available if you want to come and see Jeff Berner on Thursday night. Just let me know, and I'll pass your info on to Gord. I know he'd love to have you, and I'd love to see you there. It'll be a lot of fun, so there's that. But first, I want to play a request, because once in a while we actually get around to those. I apologize. We often forget, and then sometimes somebody requests something, and I just say no. Which is kind of what happened today. The original request was 7 minutes long. We've negotiated down to a shorter song, and I hope that's okay. Here's something from Joel Plaskett from the album 3. Here's a fine one called Deny, Deny, Deny. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Jeff Berner, I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio.
Keep it light enough to travel. We'll be right back.
been a false messiah. I pray to God that I came here in time to guide you. I came to bring you hope. I came to bring you joy. So I got to stay alive and drunk and unemployed. I got to stay alive and drunk and unemployed.
Here comes the whiskey rabbi. heard to say he had a girl in every town. Then he met the kind he couldn't get out of his mind. They made a home and he loved her so. Like a laboratory rabbit, he was marked by the habit, and sometimes he left the party too slow, you know. Wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line.
I used to know a girl, she got married too early, and her husband was often out of town. So her best friend Bridget would come over for a visit when the loneliness was getting her down. Well, it was no big deal, they just liked to drink tequila and set off the smoke alarms. Play a little checkers, dance to old records, and wake up in each other's arms.
Wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line.
Gave him, and then he behaved himself.
Anyway, that's what he said.
And I would venture to guess when it was time to confess at the end of the saintly day. It was still a little hard not to turn to the padre, take a deep breath and say,
wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line, the line, the line, the line, the line.
Song, prayer to the volcano god. They say he has an invisible hand that builds up the wealth of nations. But the hand I see every day takes away till nothing good remains. Volcano God, volcano God, which one of my treasures will you take from me today? Volcano God, volcano God.
God. Praise you with my screams as I watch them fall away. Spartacus was up on the cross. Betcha he had no illusions. What he was an advertisement for, as he sang his last song prayer. Volcano God, Volcano God, which one of my treasures will you take from me today? Volcano God, Volcano God, praise you with my screams as I watch them fall away. Volcano God, screams till you decide to make me dead. V'imru, imru, amen.
Come the war, this is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why we fight. So come to me now. Lay your arms around me. This is why
Yeah, one of the best damn live bands in the world, I think. They'll be playing on Friday at the old casino. You can go check out the Mavericks there. And boy, do I have the perfect after party for you. Talk about that in just a second there. That was the Mavericks all over again. Before the Mavericks, we heard something from another band who's going to be in town on Wednesday night at the old Walk Theater. You can go check out the Decemberists coming to town. That's pretty exciting. We do love that record, The King is Dead. Their fine one, their new one is fine as well. But if they played a bunch of songs off The King is Dead, I would be just fine with that. This is Why We Fight there from the Mavericks. No, from the Decemberists. I'm getting myself all confused with all these shows. So that's Friday, and then Wednesday, and now Thursday. Thursday is Jeff Berner at the Old River City Social Club. We heard Volcano God off of his full-length debut. We Shall Not Flag or Fail. We Shall Go On to the End. That is such a great song. Barb's even got to like that song. It's so good. We heard Berner along with Carolyn Mark. Super fun one. It's All Just a Matter of Where You Draw the Line off of Carolyn's Duets record, Just Married. And that one's super fun as well. And we heard the Kaiser's Orchestra in there with a fine version of Whiskey Rabbi from Festival Man. Have you read the Festival Man book? That is a fun, fun book. I'm reading the Todd Snyder book right now, and it's about as much fun as you could possibly have. But Berner's book is right up there with the Todd Snyder book. It's super fun, super easy to read, and it comes with a free tribute record, which includes that song right there, as well as Jeff Berner songs as rendered by Chris Demeanor, Carolyn Mark, Dave Lang, Wax Mannequin, all kinds of folks doing songs, and you get it for free when you buy the book. So buy the book. Berner's got a new book out too, which is an absolutely stunning thing. Done with some guys called what are they called? Tin Can Forest, I think. It looks like a children's book, but a page in, I realized that maybe I wasn't going to read it to Jeremy anytime soon. So it's a beautiful thing. I really encourage you to get it, but you know, unless you're super weird, don't read to your kids. Hey, here's something else. I know that's busy enough this weekend. Starting Friday as well is the start of the Brandon Folk Festival. You want to take a trip out to Brandon? It's looking every year this thing in Brandon gets better and better. My pick for the Brandon Folk Festival is Saturday. Saturday is crazy stacked. There's some cool workshops in the morning, including one called Love Songs with Tim Osmond, the bluegrass guy, coming up in 20 minutes on the Sunday drive. Rory McLeod, who's fantastic, Jeff Berner and Zrada. That would be a crazy fun workshop, I bet. But Saturday night, you got Red Moon Road, who we love here. You got Tim Osmond. Berner does his concert, which the last time I went out to the Brandon Folk Fest, I saw Jeff Berner's concert as well, and it was super, super fun. Who else? Inger Gatton's out there. Rory McLeod does his concert on Saturday night, and Digging Roots finishes off the night. On the Sunday, you got Tanya Tagak and the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer doing sets. That's pretty cool. Friday, you got Tribe Called Red and some other stuff. So, Brandon Folk Fest, you know, it might be worth the trip. But if you stick around, or if you stick around on Friday, you can go and see this guy. Now, to be honest with you, you can go and see this guy every day this week, and it's so much fun that I bet you you could go every day this week and still enjoy it. Our pal Corin Raymond is in town right now. He's at the Fringe Festival doing a show called The Great Canadian Tire Caper, and it's the story of how he made this next record that we're going to play you from called Paper Nickels. As you might recall, he somehow got the crazy idea to pay for the whole darn thing in Canadian Tire money, and ended up collecting over 80 pounds of Canadian Tire bills, and took him down to Canadian Tire, or took him to the Rogue Music Lab. I'll let him tell you the damn story. It's at the West End Cultural Center. It's called The Great Canadian Tire Caper. It's on every night. And I went and saw it opening night, and I'm going to go see it again. The question is just when. It's so good. And I highly encourage you to check that out. Now, in that show, you'll get to hear snippets of this next song, and it'll get you excited about the Corin Raymond music. Well, friends, have I got the opportunity for you on Friday night. Corin is playing at the High and Lonesome Club, backed up by Joanna Miller, Ryan Menard, and Chris Carmichael. Hello, for his backing band. Also on that bill is Kieran West and the Buffalo Band. So that'll be a super fun night Friday. And then, of course, coming up a week from tomorrow, it's Corn Raymond live at the Sunset Saloon performing his previous one-man show, Bookworm, which is a super amazing show. And he'll be singing some songs as well. So that'll be super fun. So lots of Corn Raymond to go around. Check it all out. Get on out there and see him. Here's the song that kind of started the madness. Co-written by Winnipegger Rob Varmar.
That's by RV, who co-wrote this next song with me. This is this crazy song that started all this Canadian Tire madness. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight, folks. This one goes like this.
Don't spend it, honey, not the Canadian Tire money. We say this so long, we say this so long. Jolly Scotch bonnet, it's got the cute little Scotsman on it. We say this so long, we say this so long. You've been pricing out that discount trailer hitch. I know you want to throw it on the boulder and roll away. Listen, you don't have to tell me, babe, we're not rich. What about the love we squirreled away? We saved it so long. Like dogs,
most of the time. I hear them through the walls of mine. They must be deaf the way they shout things I would rather not know about. Maybe they're drunk, maybe they're stoned, maybe they can't leave well enough alone. There's not much I can do. I don't care who did what to who. I just walk across, turn the TV up. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. 'Cause they don't know what they've got. It's been so long they forgot. What lonely is, what lonely does, or just how lonesome, lonesome was. It's been so long since I got dressed for anyone but myself. Little Chinese food, paper cup. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Good to each other, be kind tonight. Just hold your baby, hold them tight. Get on your knees and apologize. It don't matter who's wrong or right. Love is precious. Precious like gold, and all I've got is this remote control. Flipping through the channels, same old stuff. I wish I was in love. Do you understand me? I wish I was in love. I was in love. I wish I was in love. Let me say it one more time. I wish I was in love.
I am in love with Corn Raymond. He's so good. That's from his album There Will Always Be a Small Time, co-written by and featuring Jonathan Bird on that one, I Wish I Was in Love. And we heard from Paper Nickels. We heard Don't Spend It, Honey. Get on out there and check out the Great Canadian Tire Caper at the West End Cultural Center nightly now. And Friday night, the old times changed. Corn's going to be playing music with Joanna Miller, Ryan Menard, and Chris Carmichael. What a band. Unbelievable. Hey, did you know it's a holiday today? Are you celebrating? Have you made your plans? Today's the day where you have to go and wait in long lineups for a very important part of our society, really. Did you know that today, friends, is National Ice Cream Day?
Feel to get gas till I'm below the E I like to be.
One there for you on National Ice Cream Day. There's an ice cream day. I mean, at my house, every day is ice cream day. I have a bit of a problem, you might say, but today I'm allowed to have that problem. So maybe we'll load up the van and go and stand in line for an hour at the BDI or something for ice cream that, you know, isn't actually as good as you can get anywhere else. But I like the Sergeant Sunday, but the lineup's just as bad there. So get on out and eat some ice cream. You're allowed. It's National Ice Cream Day. That's Jenny Ornstein there. She's married to Mike Plume, for goodness sake. That's from her album AstroTurf. And before that, we heard a classic from Mr. Tom Waits from the album Closing Time. We heard Ice Cream Man. And ice cream is even better when you share it with the ones you love. So get on out there and share some ice cream and share some of this great music that's coming up this week. I can't even believe it. If you go to telltheband2gohome.com, you can check the upcoming events page and stay up to date with the stuff that I think you should check out. And once again, I'll tell you about Corin Raymond's show, The Great Canadian Tire Caper, which I highly recommend, which is on now at the West End Cultural Center. What a great venue. There's parking. It's not hard to get to. It's comfortable. It was actually a little too cold the day that I was there. But I'm sure they've got that figured out now. Or maybe you're just not as much of a wimp as I am. Hey, you know what you should do? You should stick around. Sunday Drive is coming up. Waxy's Dargle. I don't know if Gail will be here in pre-recorded mode or not tonight, but tune in at 6 o'clock and find out whether the Comfort Cafe is here. I'm going to come back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Steel Belted Radio. And then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., we will tell the band to go home all over again. Thank you for being here, friends. It is always such a treat. Check out telltheband2gohome.com for the podcasts and stuff. I'm going to update those this week one way or another. And, yeah, thanks. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba. Please continue to do so.